Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's New Zealand's alternative media, of course, broadcasting on an American affiliate network. How ironic is that? We have something that Afghanistan doesn't have in common with us. It's called tall poppy syndrome. We don't like tall poppies in this country, but in Afghanistan, they love them because you don't have to bend down quite so far to bleed them before you give them to the CIA so that they can sell it on the streets of America in order to prop up the global economy. Now, we have a guest today from Free America Radio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vinny. Actually, and the website is www.therealpublicradio.net. We go by the slogan, so to speak, therealpublicradio.net, and they can get a free download of the Real Da Vinci Code Dictionary while they're there, a sample, okay, and I'm sure we'll talk about that here today. Glad to be on, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, could you just introduce yourself, both to myself and the audience, you know, who you are and what you do?
Well, that's a good one. Forgive me. I don't know where that mute button is right there on there. I'm on two mics, but I can only mute out my phone line. I've been around the horn, Vinny, for in this freedom movement, so-called, or what they call the Patriot Movement here in America, since around 92, give or take. 20 years prior to that, I just studied ancient writings and ancient communication, symbolism, ancient mythology, universal religion, and ancient history and all the lost writings, and read all the ancient classics, you know, that type of thing. So my ability to read, you know, was pretty good. And so when I got into this modern political arena, I found it interesting that what I was reading in the political state was, in essence, a, you know, super communications based on ancient original thought, symbolism, you know, and all that. And so I could pretty well read them. And I interpret movies today as well. Their subliminal theme that nobody gets. They go there, they get entertained and notice something to it, but, you know, they never could interpret it because you have to know, really, that the primary character in most of these movies, like it's Neo or Batman or Superman, it's the Exorcist, it's the Jesuits, okay? They're at the core of the onion, but not at the end of the line because behind them is ancient Hindustan, actually controlling the West from the East and running the world and been doing it from the beginning of time. How's that for a story?
What, nice. We can talk about ancient cultures and ancient symbolism and things of that nature. The first thing that comes to mind is Freemasons.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We put our little symbols everywhere, and we want to make people think that they're very powerful because these symbols are good. They represent our dark god, which gives us dark energy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. and they go for all the power they can get. You can guarantee it. They did it to me, and they do it under occult like, you know, for me, they pulled a sting operation on June 24th, 6 p.m. in the afternoon, June 24th, St. John the Baptist Day, when they formed a Grand Lodge celebrating the summer solstice, three-day solstice. And 1717, they formed a Grand Lodge, and that's when they pulled off a sting operation on me to try to get all the occult gonads in the universe. You know, MKUltra connected with it, and they ultimately failed in the end because the Heavenly Father set me free. That's the miracle of my life, you know. But I said, Father, get me out of there, and this I'll do the words, and I'll tell people what's really going on, you know. So,
right. I'm acting under the assumption you achieved a kind of a level of kind of like, oh shoot, what do I do now, and sort of completely lost before you started to really turn to God, right?
You mean within the ordeal?
Yeah.
No. I actually been a follower of the great breath of the Heavenly Father all my life, and so I read all the you know, the ancient stories. I knew about the deliverance and the power. You know, Daniel in the lion's den, Joseph in Egypt. You know, I knew all the classic stories, and I had a connection, you know, visionary all my life, receiving communications from the Father, and he's teaching me his way. So I knew, you know, I had protection. I was in the real court. I was in the Supreme Court of the universe, and therefore I had a choice. I could choose their court and sell myself out, or stay in my court, not give them anything, not tell them anything, let them have their little phony kangaroo trial, and I will you know, I'll just stay safe with the Father and let it all play out, because I knew it was bigger than me anyway. They wanted to kill me, had three death threats when I got to prison. I'd be killed by the Klan and the Masons, who I'd been exposing in my career, you know?
Well, what's the difference, really?
Well, they're just more than, and you can include others, you know, and now the Muslim tradition as well, you know, throw that in.
Yeah. Well, it seems like when anybody's involved in the occult or whatever, when you try to expose them, when you try to give them some poise to think about, you know, what they're doing, you know, it's just like, dude, sacrificing children is not a very nice thing to do, bro. I'm going to have to expose you for doing that. And then all of a sudden their gaze turns to you, kind of like the eye of Sauron, you know, the very scary kind of like single eye, lidless, breathed in flame, suddenly comes at you, you know, the gaze piercing, you know, dirt, cloud, and flesh. What is it that you really have to think about? What's the most important part of the occult that the average person who may not be aware of them at all need to understand about them?
I guess, that they're kidnapping babies, ritually sacrificing them, putting in sex slavery, or the fact that they intend to use anybody at any time in any way. It doesn't matter if they die in the process, and that they're also working for a world religion from ancient time to commit global genocide on this planet. So they pretty well got rid of the people who might want to stop it, and, you know, have a pretty good lock on it now, I think.
Yeah, I'd like to add on to that not only are they, you know, kidnapping, sacrificing, all that kind of stuff that you see in horror movies that really freaks you out, and those horror movies are R-18, that's the G-rated version, I'm afraid. And it's not just happening, you know, on an isolated incident somewhere in some farm out the back of Woodley Woppity Wop Wop Nop Nops. It's actually happening quite regularly on a grand scale. In fact, something like, what, 400,000 kids a year in the U.S. go missing?
Well, yeah, that's a very good possible number, Vinny, because it's a wholesale thing that's going on. And, of course, the police department and the Catholic Church and all, you know, the Lions Club and every organization in between are all, you know, there's a hand called the Illuminati, and they're pretty well got their families like the mafia in the club. And so anything that really goes on in society, just like with the mafia, they've got their hand in it, because nothing goes on that they don't allow to go on. And if they want to take it down, they take it down. And as a retired intelligence officer who I used to talk to used to say, any group bigger than three people has been infiltrated, you know?
Yeah. Well, how do people actually fight this kind of, evil, I guess?
Well, you see, that's the million-dollar question, I guess. Because, number one, you know, we would hope people in the military and police enforcement agencies would actually go arrest all the SOBs, you know, and resign if they've been involved, and maybe leave the country. But it's really hard to say that, you know, what the people have been so conditioned and brainwashed. You know, they control all of aspects of society, from medical, you know, to television, to media, to politics, to education, all the foundations, you know, and they control the military and all the wars and make all the machinery to support it and the banking. And so there's no fabric of society they don't run. And we're literally that the energy source. We're that, you know, copper top cell battery in the Matrix. They use us, and they bounded our hide right from the beginning with the birth certificate, so that we were actually an indentured slave for life, an energy resource, and monetized the financial system that way. You know, so they have such a lock on it that I you know, would pretty well conclude there's nothing after 20 years of radio, myself and being an activist, having two organizations, I don't think there's anything really that can stop them other than a miracle that you couldn't predict, and whether it could be a true inside thing, or they fell imploded on themselves. Those things are possible. But we're talking about something so generational and so systematic and so fine-tuned, and they literally own everything. Therefore, they're going into the next age, and when it's over, just like they cut down the big tree in the movie Avatar, the big tree was our connection with the past. The big tree was Earth and its history, and it will be. They're cutting the tree down. There will be no past. There will only be those left in the future, as they say in the Georgia Guidestones here where I'm at, that 500,000 people will be allowed to live. The rest are vermin on the land, and they're going to get rid of us.
Yeah, yeah. culling, I think. And this is the one thing that really kind of freaks me out, and I think everybody else really, is the true agenda to just basically kill everybody. You know, you can't put it in more simple terms than that. They want to kill everybody. Okay? Let me repeat that. They want to kill everybody. you know, for those of you listening who don't believe it, let me ask you a question. If I say the word everybody, do you think that includes you? Yes, it does. Yes, it does indeed.
That's the way my luck is always run, you know.
Yeah. People kind of feel that they're detached in some way from humanity these days. And it's just folly because you're not in the club. If you are in the club, you might have a chance, and that chance is great because you'll wind up being part of the ruling elite who are a bunch of boy-hungry pedophile scum, and you'll be locked underground with them in the darkness for 100 years. Does that sound like a real positive, fabulous future? It doesn't sound like one to me. Absolutely
slave.
Not.
Yeah.
Especially if you become like some kind of sex slave to Henry Kissinger or something. I'm not keen on being Henry Kissinger's boy toy.
That would be a really bad fate, I got to say. Yeah. The amazing part is, you know, the lock on they've got it's a very ancient. It goes back to the beginning, the ancient Aryan watchers. The Book of Enoch is key to knowing the story. Only it's been misinterpreted. And the fallen ones, they're you know, they say there's some type of demon or, you know, this use of the term angel, they mistranslate from Malak and means royal messengers. And they were the watchers, the ones who knew about everything. They lived to be 1,000 years old, and they come down off the mountain and doing commerce with the children of Cain and decided they liked the women and wanted to take over because they had an ignorant tribe of people. And they knew about everything. They knew how the entire universe operated. And 200 of them came off the mountain, took a vow, the first blood oath. It's in my dictionary also, on therealpublicradio.net. And in there they decide that they could kick butt on the earth and take control. They have this knowledge. If you have 1,000 people, each of them living to be 1,000 years old, you got 1,000,000 years worth of knowledge right there. That's why they knew about the planets Pluto all the way outside. You know. All the way to the end, because they made everything from the beginning, in the Vimanas, the UFOs found in the ancient Veda writings, the Vimanika Shastras in the back of our latest draft of our dictionary, and the flight manual, and what the pilot ate, and how to look out for bad weather. It's there. When they were building the pyramids, they were flying these anti-gravity machines and lifting those blocks, and used the giant Nephilim, which they mated with when they mated with the women, who were Canaanites, and they mated as Aryans. And had these giants, on average 20 feet tall, red hair. All of them around the world characteristically had red hair, and they were the mummified ones, like in China, were Caucasian. So it's a mix of the Aryan and the Celtic, the Irish, the stain of blood for Cain, the Canaanites. And it said, I just did a transliteration. You may have got the email, Vinny, about a week or two ago, on the Mahabharata excerpt I did about the... the UFOs in this poem, and in there it said that they flew the giants around the world, and they were the puppet kings. It said they could lift giant stones. But you can imagine, 20 feet tall, you had 50 of them. That's where all these giant monuments could have easily been built with these giants, but they became tyrannical. Nephilim means tyrannical giants, and so they ultimately were just, killing people. They could literally bite your head off, I can't imagine being in a world where there's these giants around and you're serving them, but everybody served them. And the mercenaries were the Celtics, the ancient what we call Irish today, were the ancient Celtic. And they were the front princes, the warfaring class, and the puppet kings of the ancient Aryans who became the priests, the ancient Brahmins. I got a quote right here I wrote off a DVD. That's real short. And it explains the nature of these people. They were the ones who gave us the pyramids. That's the cradle of civilization. That's the real Atlantis hiding right in front of us. And it said in this DVD, and I have two other sources that say this identical thing. Okay, one of them is the ancient writing of Jesus Christ out of the Aquarian Gospel, and then another one out of Tibet. And it says, many of today's sacred ceremonies on the Ganges River echo the ancient practices of the Vedic priests, the Brahmin. In Buddha's day, and he was a Celtic warrior, therefore redhead. That's why he has curly hair in the statues. He was a warfaring prince, had all the women, all the food, anything he wanted, and he walked out to find out what life was all about. And in Buddha's day, only the Brahmins could meditate between the gods and men. Only they, I love that exclusive club, could conduct the holy rituals that were said to preserve the very universe itself. Wow, how powerful they must have been and well needed. The Aryan Brahmins priests stood at the pinnacle of the rigid social hierarchy in the sacred system of caste. There's your divide and conquer. They divide everybody. Beneath them were the Celtic red warriors, the puppet kings, the caste to which the Buddha belonged. Below them were the yellow farmers. There's your Oriental. And at the bottom were the black slaves. At the bottom, the blacks. And actually, in the ancient writings, it said that a slave could never look on a Brahmin or he would die, could never hear the Vedas read. The same for the yellow farmer, with the exception for them on Sunday. Okay, and any other time they were dead. And still, the lower were the outcasts. So you see, the caste system controlled everything. And they were not allowed to read. They couldn't even read literature or they could die, you know. So that's how the control started at the beginning. And we're just lucky we can read today. And still, we can't even when we're allowed to. How about that?
Yeah, yeah. Reading is a dangerous thing, ladies and gentlemen. A very, very dangerous thing indeed. Particularly if you're reading old-school Freemasonic handbooks about how to raise more boys. Now, we'll be right back after this break with my very special guest.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
To those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Today, we invite our listeners to look at tomorrow's economy with us. Not just today's, writes Craig Smith at SwissAmerica.com. Just as we've experienced a huge and dramatic shift in the way commerce is conducted in America through the internet versus traditional brick-and-mortar businesses, currencies are experiencing rapid changes of acceptability and confidence in their own way. Keeping up with the changes, whether they be in commerce or currency, is the key to maintaining a constant or improved standard of living. History shows us that gold is the only universal money that maintains purchasing power in all economic and cultural scenarios. Before, during, and after wars, market collapses, currency crises, empire collapses, or virtually any other dramatic social or monetary shift, gold has protected the purchasing power and standard of living of its owners. In fact, gold is the ultimate form of money. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call toll-free, 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from Chateau de Rothschild in the southbound South Pacific slave nation of New Zealand.
A very special guest joins us. We're talking about ancient aliens and the secret creation of humanity, all of our censored history. And, you know, when you look back through history, you find some really weird stuff. You know why you think it's weird? It's because they haven't been telling you about it since birth. And you suddenly find out, hey, all the stuff they've been telling me since birth ain't quite true, is it? So you start to get a little bit confused, and you're like, what's real? What's fake? And I think everybody has to figure that out for themselves. And let's hope they all figure it out before it's too late. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Try to get them on page, Vinny. That's the part, hard part, you know.
You were talking about UFOs in ancient scripture. Could you just share with the listeners what you just shared with me over the break?
Yeah. Can we replay that again? Our beginning was so phenomenally different than we could ever imagine. And basically, I wrote a quote, I'll just have to try to paraphrase it off my head because I could see it. Well, what I was saying was that we came into our universe. See, in other words, no sooner did our primordial parents come here, because they lived so long and they were connected to the maker of the universe, they were connected. Therefore, he told them everything, you know, that the way the universe operated. That's why they could predict an eclipse. That's why they knew how they could make a telescope by melting glass on the seashore, just like they melted the metals. They knew all metals. They only gave us the copper and the tin, you know? They weren't going to give us the secret technology. You know, you'd be dead if you found out about that secret ore. And so, but they then, you know, immediately went to work making, you know, forms of metal and then the craft. And they knew about the Lachine energy, you know, and they got the liquid mercury, a special metal that you, you know, make out of smelting the ore. And it was an electrical conductor as well as a gyroscope. And when you heated it up, it expands, and then you got... You know, a machine, an electrical machine that, you know, as a gyroscope and goes in any direction. You know, I don't know how it works yet. But, you know, and the energy rays that came out of them, like I was telling you, Alexander the Great, the history records, we hear it from both sides of, you know, where it says the winning side usually writes the story. But even the losing side said that these the flying shields, they call them, came down and helped Alexander the Great. I just learned that weeks ago, but... I knew that Alexander the Great was a New World Order instrument of the ancient Aryan Hindus because, you don't have no 20-year-old kid and call him a military stratagem when he's just out of diapers, you know. I don't care if he studied under Aristotle. You know, being a warrior is a wholly different thing, and that he was made. Every new civilization they bring up has a greater technology than the one they took down. That's how they progress it through time. That's why they can always take down the old one, which knows too much, you know. Or what have you? What, you know? They keep everyone in check. It's a shell game, and so the players on the chessboard don't know who's moving the pieces. They think the other one may really be the enemy, unless maybe they got the secret hand signed or something. I don't know. you know, but usually it's the secretary behind everybody. And so, you know, the leader doesn't really know who's running the show, but he knows he's the boss. And so he does what he's told to do. But ultimately, each civilization is sold out by the next generationals that come in. You know, it's really a shell game. And then every now and then, one of them thinks they can be free. Like Libya's Gaddafi, you know, that apparently, best I can tell, Libya was really, you know, a beautiful country, and the people were happy, and they were truly free, and they had all these, you know, super, you know, benefits of being there, liberated, so to speak. And we got lied to about it all, and then you get, you know, the CIA, I guess, probably, likely, you know, through the Vatican, move in and then take out the leader. I think he got blamed for the takedown of the 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland, and then, you know, Libya gets blamed for it. They attack him with bombers from America. All, you know, it seems because he was really not wanting to play the game. You know, he wanted to really be a free state. Maybe he didn't know how the game was played anyway, but yet I hear he was Freemason, so you never really know. But it seems like, you know, he got taken down because he wasn't really a player in the end.
Yeah. Well, it's about loose ends, really. And ultimately, if you've got somebody who knows how to work the system, like Gaddafi really did, he knew how to work the system. And that was based upon just having a government issuing interest-free loans. That's all you need to have incredible power as a nation, basically. He knew it. He used it. He got everybody houses. He paid for their cars. He got them water in the middle of the freaking desert. He built the biggest airports in Northern Africa. He was kicking it, you know, really. But, of course, you can't allow people to act as an example to others to follow. You can only make an example of those people so that other people don't follow them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got the unseen hand that's working for the East. Here's the evidence, okay, for that, okay, because I keep taking everyone to India and Hindustan. I have in my dictionary, anyone can get a sample of it, of course, at therealpublicradio.net. That's my radio museum now. I do... actually, I'm on every night now at 7 for about 2 hours. I'm doing some replays of old stuff and symbolism. We teach symbolism. I do my interpretations of the movies and ancient writings. Anybody want to check us out? But I do on the home index page of therealpublicradio.net, you'll see the dictionary, okay, where you can get a free download sample. And we need a donation. Any size donation will put you on a list to get the next printing. Okay, we cannot afford to do the printing. We're collecting the money. So if you want to help us out, then $5 or whatever, that'd help us out, okay? But Vinny, if you go to, you know, there's this thing about the ancient scriptures, Hebrew scriptures, about the sacred name, you know, and they said, well, the priest said that the sacred name, who people pronounce the YHVH, the tetragrammation, what they call Yahweh, which is more correctly Yahweh, the sacred name, and they said it's too sacred, so they needed to replace it with Adonai, what they call Adonai. Do you remember hearing that?
No.
Okay. Well, this is common knowledge, and so, you know, with the priests, the quote-unquote, are doing it, and but Adonai then changed into English as Lord, capital L, and that actually literally means, when I look it up in my dictionaries, is the mother who gives us our bread. And Adonai means, actually, the A should be silent, is really my sunrise. And now in the Freemasonic female side, they're called the Eastern Star, you see? And that's where the sun rises first in the East, which is India. And when you read Adonai backwards, the anagram is actually India, you see? And so they put their name in over the sacred name of the creator of the universe, the maker, and made themselves the god and the deity. And these ancient Aryan priests, you see?
Yeah.
And so they're running the world, and they run the West. And so, it just follows, the command goes through the Vatican, and then, you know, there's two teams. They got the White Pope and the Black Pope, and the Black Pope are the Jesuits. And they're the ancient secret military, you know, been running the world. It's all profoundly expressed in the movie The Exorcist, the CIA movie that's pretty sickening, you know.
Yeah,
I interpret that one.
Well, have you noticed that there's a lot of that going around? These people kind of believe that if they put their stuff everywhere in our face, kind of thing. Why do they do that?
Well, they feel an obligation to give us notice. They love to know that they can tell you what they're going to do and there's nothing you can do to stop them. Some of it could be even, what is the true nature of a warning? You know, that they even can announce to their loved ones things that are about to happen, so they know to make a move as well. Insiders would be able to read, I'm reading what the insiders are writing, you know, and so the code, there's what I call the real Da Vinci code. The code originates with a specific creative flow. In other words, the code is for real. What I've followed is the ancient root forms that they fragmented and broke, and then they compounded them together in our compound words. But the root forms, when you break them apart, are still broken. Like a K is really supposed to be a CH. K don't belong because it's a latecomer. Or two I's were the twin towers. One became a J, a hook, and you know, and changes the nature of the letters, and it hides the original duality or ancient mythology in the letters. So it goes back to the Aramaic, and the symbols, everything teaches. It tells a story, and it's an ancient theme. It's an occult ritual. And so what's interesting about the license, the driver's license with the all capital, which in the style manual, the U.S. style manual, says it's a vessel on the high seas. Anything in all capital letters is a vessel. So you're a ship. You're 70% water, and you're, statutory creation. Now I'm losing my train of thought. I got so much going on here with this with the slavery thing. The name, it goes all the way back. What's ironic is the very capital letters on our driver's license are the ancient Phoenician. Okay, that's what they're called. You learn that in school, Phoenician alphabet. And the ancient Phoenician is actually the ancient Aramaic. And so essentially what is on our modern driver's license is the most ancient form of communications and alphabet in the world. It's ancient Aramaic. It's really interesting when you realize that. You know, I just saw that just recently, and I've been studying this for how long, and it finally struck me, you know, what was so ancient. You know, it's the phonetics. It's the Phoenician. And nation is Nishan. Nashon actually means the Zion that's come down. It's their Zion that they created from the beginning that's never left. It's their Zion, and we're in it as the slaves. That's what the Matrix was about, too.
Well, and that would probably be why the city in the Matrix is called Zion, right?
I found that was our Zion.
It's like, bro, there's no coincidences, okay? If anybody could tell me that the city in the Matrix was called Zion for any other reason other than the fact that they're Zionists or has some kind of a cult reference, it's just naivety in the extreme.
It's the control, you know, the sophistication and the thing, the longevity. I mean, it's from the beginning. There was not a time when they did not rule the world. So they literally do own everything, including our labor. And did they not enslave us, the entire world? And now they're done with us, and they told us they're going to kill us. What more power and control could you ever admit to?
Yeah, you seriously can't get a bigger bag of goodies than that. I have total power over life and death. I'm an Uber God. Is that what drives all these people insane in the end, isn't it? All the power, all that sex and all that wealth and all of these things that you can do to distract yourself with 200-year-old whiskey and incredible Cuban cigars. Eventually, you realize that all of that's just an illusion and you really got nothing, right? Is that what these people game is? They're just going to sit around and placate themselves, thinking that they're the most powerful, most advanced organisms on Earth, fricking around with their little hobnob cult rituals and things of that nature until everybody dies? You know, you can't understand the mentality unless you're a psycho, basically. That's why I don't understand it.
And a lot of good stiff drinks to go along with it, and a lot of self denial, maybe blow your head out in the end because you've sold out your entire world and community and family and any future for the safety of people that if all the energy were redirected, it don't matter what problem you got on Earth, there's not one you couldn't solve legitimately, and all they want care about is full control. And so there's the two pyramids on the back of the dollar bill because, see, it's not one pyramid, it's two. And there's the upper and the lower. And even the ones, and so the one in the upper are the Aryans. They're the ancient priesthood. They took over and killed everybody, all the Celtic, and put them out on an island, the remnant of, you know, what we call the Irish, killed an entire race of people. It was easy to scapegoat them since they were the children of Cain, and said, look at all those spotted red-headed people under the curse of Cain. Let's kill them. That's the proper reason we got problems. So they annihilate all of the ancient Indian, Persian, Hindu, you know, all the way through Turkey, all the way through Europe, all the way to the islands. And in the end, they were the Gauls, and then, you know, ended up in, they were Scottish. The Scottish means spotted, that's Roman. But they get all infiltrated and fully and finally annihilated, and they're replaced with white-skinned Aryans because they annihilated all those people finally to the island, you know, as Ireland. And so one of the great mysteries, you know, that nobody could figure it out. Actually, leprechaun means leopard king, the spotted king, you see. And so they were the spotted Cains, the children of Cain. And they even portrayed it in the movies. You know, when I was seeing it, it was really amazing because, like, a movie called Jeremiah, a very wonderful prophetic movie about when Israel sold to Babylon, and King Zedekiah, I believe it is, finally ends up in Babylon, and they kill his sons there. Out of the gate of Babylon comes the king, Nebuchadnezzar. What color hair do you think he's got?
He's got red hair.
Red hair, yeah. And how would you ever think they'd ever think to put that in a movie? Who would think that you'd have a redhead in Babylon, right? You think of black hair, you know, dark skin, Persian, you know, but it's not. The Persian means the fire sons, and they were a form of the Celtic race and a race of people that were ultimately betrayed thanks to the New World Order, a Hindu controlling Alexander the Great, and he took out the Persians and went into India to do a cleansing operation, as well as all the Phoenicians who were also the Celtic, you know. So
it's like I say, there's not that many creative people in Hollywood left. Where do you think they get their ideas from?
You'll always see the element of the Hindu in every one of them. And yeah. I could give an example on The Matrix when we get back.
We'll do that after the break. You listen to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after this little break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices extended gains above 1600 on bargain hunting and safe haven buying. Gold last traded at 1612 an ounce, silver at 2930. Well, two of the three top GOP candidates favor returning to the gold standard, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul. If one of them becomes president, writes Lowell Ponte, we might soon see a new gold standard causing huge changes in the American economy. Price of gold could skyrocket to $10,000 an ounce or more. And according to Lewis Lehrman of GoldStandardNow.com, the simplest solution to the government spending problem is for Congress to tear up its credit cards. The way to do this is not with ad hoc and unavailing administrative patchwork. Instead, the effective democratic solution is authorized by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Sections 8 and 10. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. And when you visit, click on the link to watch Lewis Lehrman on Fox Business Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano discussing how to return to a gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. I'll do a dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. I'll have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop! 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand.
Welcome back.
You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful.
Remoteness.
I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag...
Against isolationism. And I think that's probably the one thing that New Zealand really does occupy in terms of the world is an isolated place that really ain't isolated. You know, you can get here within 24 hours from pretty much anywhere. We've got all the mod cons, the iPods, the FireWire connections to your plug-in jacuzzi, the whole kit and caboodle. But because we're in the middle of freaking nowhere in the South Pacific, people don't even scarcely know of our existence. Most people don't even know that there's more than one island in New Zealand. How about that? Right, back to my guest. We were talking about ancient aliens and the censored, freaky past of the human race. And well, I kind of talking about the whole test tube baby type thing with the Nephilim. How did they actually arrive here? Are we talking about some kind of an alien race that came here ages ago, cooked up the local hominids in a test tube, made these hairless humans who were too stupid to figure out how to revolt against their masters, but bright enough to work the machines so that they could work as good, nice, and obedient slaves? Didn't sound entirely dissimilar from today. When a politician gets elected, they're pretty much alien, aren't they? Because they got absolutely no freaking conscience. Obviously,
And they tell everybody to go to public school and to drink the aspartame and basically become just as dumb as conceivably possible so that, obviously, they can't revolt, but they can run the machines day in, day out.
Well said, Ben.
Yeah. In the end, everything comes back to the beginning, and history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme.
Well, yeah, and they've been writing our history. That's the problem, and we have to unravel the mystery behind it all, and we may not really know what time it is, and nobody cares anyway, but right now it seems like we're in a cosmic plane that we're going through where the sun and the earth seem to be charged with energy and expanding as a result, and it's the flat line of the universe. So we have a link on our website, therealpublicradio.net, on the news tab in the middle there, third line down, and they'll see the Horizon Project video. Watch that, but there's the series on YouTube, just rekeyed in for number one, and it shows how we're going through a cycle every 5,500 years, like a wavelength up and down in the flat line, you know, the horizon of the galaxy, which is flat like an egg, a fried egg. It's not, you know, a big ball. It's a flat. These galaxies are flat. And so as we bob up and down across the horizon of that flat, very center line, it's a charged in it like a black hole type of, you know, cosmic energy coming out. And it affects, you know, it charges everything. And also there's like a meteor field perhaps there. So this is what happened like in the days of Noah, when the, you know, Africa and Europe pulled apart, the Atlantic Ocean flooded in, and we got the Mediterranean Sea, which nobody even recognizes or considered was really a the flood. And it's the pole shift that is occurring because we go through that energy line every 5,500 years. And David Attenborough, the foremost naturalist, said that, you know, Europe and England or Europe and Africa come back together about every 100,000 years, and then it dries up. And this cycle continues, you know, but that disappeared. That video disappeared, you know. And so they don't want us to know, put the pieces of the puzzle together. This is like all the secrets are hiding right in front of us, but nobody gets the picture because it's a false teaching, control of education and religion, you know. And so we know what we're told.
Mm-hmm. Keeping people in a box, okay, this is the main gameplay here. Okay, it doesn't matter what the box is called, as long as people stay in it, it's good, right? If you're in a religious box, I only believe in this particular stuff. And I'm acting under the assumption that even though you're Christian, you've come up against plenty of Christians who think you're freaking crazy, right? It's because that's how the religious model works, is to stop people from treading into territory that they don't have complete control over, kind of thing. The same similar principle to how a medieval lord doesn't want its citizens leaving the city during a siege, kind of thing, because, hey, it's opening up the floodgates and the trapdoors and all of that kind of stuff and letting goodness knows what else in.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, I have the Middle English Dictionary here near me, and in there, it was the first compilation, I guess, basically of the late Middle English, early Middle English, and so it's got some profound definitions. One of them would be like the angels, you know, are the English, right? The same word, and so they supplement themselves in our scriptures, just like Jew, you know, doesn't really belong in the scriptures, it's really Judean. So there should be no angels because those are the English, and the Jews because they're, you know, there was Judean. And but so if you look up the word under the definition of someone who doesn't work for the government, are you ready for this one? What do you call somebody who don't work for the government?
I don't know.
An idiot. See? So that's the definition for idiot, somebody who doesn't work for the government. And so they're telling you, you know, the occult is like a joke, I guess, you know. And, of course, when you look up the meaning of certain words that, you know, we've heard, but we never really looked at them correctly with the correct eye on the other side of the brain. And like craft, you know, we think of the craft of, you know, like Freemasonry and the ancient craft. Well, that craft means treason, okay. And so there, you know, so there's a treason. It admits to treason, And then, like, the treason, where treason is actually the tree's sons, because it takes them back to the ancient. As I said, there was an ancient code. And the tree's sons then are those who crafted the ships. And then it goes all the way back again into the ancient, you know, mariners and the Phoenicians. And, you know, and then, of course, the Celtics, the ancient, they were the first primary mariners, you know. And so the tree's sons then are the ones who craft the wood and conquered the world, because everyone claimed the land, but only one group claimed the sea. And, of course, they did it at the behest of the great Aryan priesthood, you know, and controlled the world right from the very beginning. So, you know, so it's they would also at the Rock of Gibraltar there, you know, the Gibraltar is the gift altar, you know, where they, before they go out to the great ocean, you know, would go there to the bottom in a cave and make a sacrifice or give some possession to the gods, you know. And so Portugal is, you know, the port of bitterness. And so this was a stepping off point into the world, you know, like these were astronauts or something. Don't know if you're coming back. It must be tough journey.
Everything's a tough journey, I think. You know, some journeys are tougher than others, but not a single journey that I've ever been on in my life has proved itself to be just, you know, sweet, easy, peasy, or whatever. There's always complications. There's always something going down that is unforeseen, unexpected, and uncontrollable.
Right. The fasci, by the way, is their symbol, because that is the axe on their back, and they got another crafting tool like a shovel and a pick, and then the sticks and the ebony rods and, you know, probably flint and steel, and all these are their survival tools. So that fasci we see symbolizes them, and, you know, they this is how they conquered the world, found where everything was, and got locked in on control. But, of course, they used the Vimana as well, the spacecraft, you know, from the beginning. But ultimately, when they put them away to a certain degree, then it was on the mariners on the end of it and the merchants. And controlling every port of call.
Yeah.
Controlling information thereby, not just commerce information and everything, you know, politics, money. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like border control, and I find that when you talk about control mechanisms, there's always more than one, and no control mechanism stands in and of itself by itself. It's always interconnected with other ones. It's kind of like I don't know, if you wanted to take apart a reed basket, for example, ripping out one reed ain't going to do the trick because they're all interwoven.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's basically a good image here. This is the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reed basket, and believe me, it will not float your infant son.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's a click and a clack, and I'm not one of them. You know, you have to. Even the ones who think they're a part of them. You know, it's funny. I guess probably, you know, maybe 80%, 70%. You know, some high number is going to just not really be able to go along for the ride, and they got betrayed in the end, too. They were just used like they used us, you know, so the party's going to be on them. I always say that those Freemasons are going to be in the last rail car, because they even said in their protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion that they would be in the last rail car, and that those who would sell out their own people were not worthy to be in that primary pyramid anyway. You know, that's an exclusive club anyway. So when they're done with you, when they're done with that mission, they'll sell you out. You know, just a matter of when they're done with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a matter of time before you get sold out. So thank you for listening to the Video Eastwood Show so we can sell you out. If you would like to plug your name and your website before we go, it's been a nice little interview here.
Thank you there, Vinny. I sure appreciate being on the program here tonight. And you just go to therealpublicradio.net, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a free sample download of our dictionary. Okay, we've got 200 pages of great information on therealpublicradio.net. Don't forget the word the. And then you can listen in any night, 7:30 by 8 o'clock. We're usually on 7 days a week. My special presentation is on Sunday. On therealpublicradio.net, about 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 hours, Starfire Chronicles, How the World Really Runs, and that's what they didn't want you to know, but we tell right here, okay? So, Vinny, thank you so much. Good to be here with y'all.
All right. We'll see you next segment, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Perculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Perculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below 1725 Thursday on profit-taking, market volatility, and EU debt disappointment. Gold last traded at 1708 an ounce, silver 3170. Gold will average $2,025 an ounce in 2012, according to HSBC's head of precious metal research, Jim Steele. And the majority of CNBC hosts agree gold will break 2,000 an ounce in 2012. Maria Bartiromo says she bets that it will break it. Jim Cramer agrees, saying that the central bank will have to print euros to bail out so many countries and banks. Pete Naharian says the printing press will continue to print. Levels of gold will pierce $2,000 an ounce. Joe Kernan does not agree, and Larry Kudlow, surprisingly, also doesn't agree. Craig Smith says gold will break not only 2,000 but 2,500 an ounce in 2012. Now that Europe is pursuing QE, they've all but guaranteed higher gold prices. Will the Eurozone stay intact in 2012? More at SwissAmerica.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
yeah, tried to have a couple of different guests. We were supposed to have, like, I think, maybe four guests on today, and only one of them showed up. Well, that's the truth movement for you. Nobody runs to a freaking schedule, do they? So, yeah, I'm just going to rant for about an hour or so because, pretty fired up about a lot of things that are going on these days. Firstly, I wanted to mention the food bill here in New Zealand. It's the most tyrannical globalist slime baggery that you've ever conceivably heard of. Okay. And I've had been having some comments. Last time I talked about this subject, I flew a little off the handle, admittedly. So I kind of wanted to explain it in a very nice, calm and respectable way. Okay. Here's basically the crux of the issue. World Trade Organization, along with many other global fronts, more or less, have decided that they want control over all life. Okay? And the key to controlling all life is to control the food supply. Okay? Once they've got the food supply, it's in the bag. Okay? Because who's going to resist you? You know? How are they going to resist you if they can't eat? Huh? That's the real problem that we've got, is you can't really beat an enemy who can decide whether or not you eat. Mm-hmm. The law itself is quite draconian. You have people who are unqualified, right? You know how police train for years in order to develop the respect, I guess. Ironic when you talk about police and respect, but to not shoot people arbitrarily, to not, basically to be trained in diplomacy to a degree in order to enforce laws. Okay, that's the kind of training you would expect, somebody who enforces laws. And more to the point, if they don't follow the rule book, then they can be prosecuted, okay, and even go to jail themselves. Not true with the new food inspectors. Not only do they not have to train for that long, not only will they be armed, but they will also be immune from civil and criminal prosecution of any kind. So if you're thinking about sharing some tomato seeds or a few sunflowers with your neighbour across the fence, food bill officers can come in and force you to stop doing it. Indeed, they can do it without a warrant. Okay. That by itself, just that tiny infinitesimal factoid about untrained, armed, warrantless psychos coming onto your property, that's enough to make you know that the food bill ain't good for you. Okay. Now, once you know that it ain't good for you, what do you do about it, though, is the other hand. And a lot of people treat that question as though it's a rhetorical question. Oh, what do you do about it? Well, look, if you can't answer that question, then you're obviously not planning to do anything about it, are you? Okay? People often ask questions to which they already know the answers, and search me why they do it. I think it's because they want a different answer, even though they know that they're not going to get it, you know? Why won't people wake up to the New World Order? Well, you already know the answers of that. You know that people have been brainwashed, conditioned, and disincentivized from knowing things, from giving a crap about other people. Because, hey, other people just slow you down. Knowing things and learning and having intelligence is just not worth the effort. And to a large degree, they're right, because it doesn't matter how intelligent you are, or how highly skilled you are, you can still wind up out of the job and on the unemployment line, just waiting for that next bowl of soup. Ultimately, you don't really have much control over your situation these days. That's why all divisions of responsibility have been taken out of the hands of the common man to a large degree, because if you've got people who are all responsible for themselves and for what they do, then it'll be much harder to coerce, conform, and control, wouldn't they? Don't, sit around and think, it'll get better just as long as I do absolutely nothing. Because that's freaking insane. It really is. Anybody who has sat around and done nothing before can explain to you that it accomplishes nothing. if you don't want draconian laws to be passed in your country, you have to do something. Anything. Anything you can. If you're the person who has the voice on radio, then you need to be talking about it. And I wanted to give a shout out to Keith Stewart, because he is a radio show host on Radio Live, I think, here in New Zealand. And he lashed in about the food bill quite substantially the other day. And, yeah, good on you, mate. However, is that reported in the news? No! Is there, I don't know, some kind of coverage on the news about draconian food bill being passed, the draconian NDAA being passed in the United States? No! What have we got instead? We've got stories about fluffy bunnies and some chick's makeup and hair salon. I'm not making this up. The news right now, at this early start of the year, you know how all the newscasters and whatnot, they take you know, their holiday breaks and whatever, and over the Christmas and New Year's period break, when all the really, really bad draconian legislation gets passed, all the mainstream media people are off on holiday, literally, and no reporting on any of this stuff goes on at all, at all, at all. Which is probably why they haven't reported any of the enormous election frauds that have allegedly been carried out in Iowa. Anybody else heard of this? You ever wonder how Ron Paul can go from basically a clear first to a clear third? Yeah. Basically, there's no solution but revolution left. You thought you could elect him. Yeah, I know a lot of people did think that they might actually be able to elect Ron Paul if he got through Iowa unscathed and managed to go up the ranks. The system is effing rigged. Now we know, okay? As if we didn't know already, when George W. Bush stole his first election and then stole his second election, and then Barack H. O'Barry gets funded by the exact same banks as John McCain, except he gets funded twice as much and then wins the presidency. And now you think that because Ron Paul is getting good in the polls in Iowa that he might actually win without getting completely scammed over by whatever electoral commission filth? No, it doesn't happen like that. This is the system we live in now. We now live in tyranny, and it doesn't matter what country you're in either. Get used to it. Okay, get used to the fact that you have to wake up every day with a mind to attack tyrannical legislation. Okay, you need to think about it from a military standpoint, because that's how they're thinking about it. They really are thinking in a psych warfare type contingent, how to brainwash people, how to disincentivize them from resisting. Knowing that Ron Paul literally cannot win an election, because if he could, they'd just rig it so he can't and commit fraud. Knowing that can be incredibly discouraging to people. Some people. Other people, on the other hand, get it more encouraged to fight even harder in the face of fraud and varying degrees of scumbaggery, because it makes them angry. Just like in that speech on the network, I don't know what to do about the depression and the Russians and the crime, and I don't want to tell you to write to your congressman because I don't know what to tell you to write. All I know is you've got to get mad. I'm a human being, God damn it. My life has value. Whatever electoral fraud may have been committed, and I haven't looked into all the evidence yet, but it looks pretty clear cut from where I'm sitting, it doesn't matter. Okay, ultimately, all it does is confirm what you already know, that we live in a fraud. Sorry. You know, it's a harsh realization to have. It really is. So, buck up. Don't be discouraged, because the reality is nothing's changed. Why would you be less encouraged today than you would be yesterday if there's no actual patent difference? Okay, just because you've got proof of the way things are now doesn't mean you should be solaced and be afraid or be upset about it. Okay, don't. Be encouraged that they have to commit fraud in order to stop Ron Paul from being elected. Be encouraged that they have to lie to people now, that they have to censor up the truth in such blatant manners. That is how weak and fragile their position has become. When you've built your entire system upon a web of lies and all the people that are stuck in it suddenly start flapping their little fly wings together in order to get away, there's no way the spider can keep a hold of that web. People are crossing the lines. I mean, they've been crossing the lines day in, day out, and all up to wizzardwadoo, but now it's just grand scale. You know, it's really out in the open. You know, people tell me that New Zealand's not a corrupt country. If you just scratch the surface of anything, anywhere, at any point, massive corruption. Terrible. Absolutely rough. Okay? You know, people will say, oh, Vinny, you're just being paranoid. That's only a conspiracy theory and stuff. It's like, well, mate, it's not me that has found all this out. Okay? I'm just a messenger. I just have activists on the show that explain all this stuff. They've done all the research. They know what they're freaking talking about. I don't really profess to know what I'm on about. Be really foolish if I did. The man who thinks he knows everything obviously knows nothing. The man who thinks he knows nothing, on the other hand, probably knows enough. And I certainly class myself as one of the people who know nothing. I expect to be wrong. I assume that I'm wrong. So even if I'm proven, and I just merely wait for the evidence to be produced, really, you know, to prove that I'm wrong. And when I get proven wrong, it means that I'm right about being wrong. It's sort of like an intellectual judo thing, I guess. But it just helps you to have a little bit of fun in the meantime, because if you have a look at the reality, whichever reality you want to talk about, whether that be the banking, the financial, the food, the electricity, blah, 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 umpteen anythings, okay? It's all really bad reality, all right? It's worse reality than Survivor, okay? There's so many things that are wrong that are happening all simultaneously. That's actually quite difficult to explain to people just how wrong it is and in what ways, or at least for one person like me to say it, because, again, you cannot research to the depth necessary into each and every specific topic. That's why activists generally cluster around their own particular niche, and radio shows and TV shows and all of that kind of stuff. I think they're really just designed to get each and every one of those particular niches together so that the general public can hear from the expert about a wide spectrum of stuff, okay? Therefore, you actually become informed about a wide spectrum of stuff. The news, on the other hand, I can barely even understand what they're saying anymore, okay? They'll be reporting on the election, or they'll be reporting on asset sales, they'll be reporting on the TPPA, and the only thing I hear is they're basically just speaking some description of awful gibberish. I don't get it. How do they find these people? Do they walk into a Ponsonby hair salon, whip a latte out of that person's freaking hand, give them a microphone and say, you'll do? You know? Where do they get these people? They're practically recruited for the two things. Okay. And they need to be kind of pretty and freaking stupid. Okay? If they ain't pretty, nobody's going to listen to them, because obviously, you know, we're such a vain freaking society that if you, unless you have somebody who's really uber sexy, you're not going to listen to them, are you? And also, on the other hand, you're going to have some reporters who are really freaking stupid, otherwise they'll suss that all the stories you're telling them to read out of a freaking teleprompter are all complete lies and garbage, and they'll probably wind up quitting and starting a career exposing you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Today, we invite our listeners to look at tomorrow's economy with us, not just today's, writes Craig Smith at SwissAmerica.com. Just as we've experienced a huge and dramatic shift in the way commerce is conducted in America through the internet versus traditional brick-and-mortar businesses, currencies are experiencing rapid changes of acceptability and confidence in their own way. Keeping up with the changes, whether they be in commerce or currency, is the key to maintaining a constant or improved standard of living. History shows us that gold is the only universal money that maintains purchasing power in all economic and cultural scenarios. Before, during, and after wars, market collapses, currency crises, empire collapses, or virtually any other dramatic social or monetary shift, gold has protected the purchasing power and standard of living of its owners. In fact, gold is the ultimate form of money. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call toll-free 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for
on a second. Can you actually say that it qualifies as an election when it's fraudulent? In that case, neither of us are having any. We're having selections. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so New Zealand has selected John Key. Okay. And I called up Talk Radio. In fact, I really need to play this little thingy for you here because it kind of makes an awful lot of sense to me. So let me see if I can just get it working here. And I should be able to play you a little clip of me. What was I doing? Oh, yeah, I called up Talk Radio, and I think it was like in the middle of the night kind of thing on, I think it was Radio Live. And, yeah, had a wee bit of fun talking about conspiracy theorists and how I just kind of wanted to wish them all a very nice, fabulous, happy New Year, because, hey, if anybody needs to have a wee happy New Year, it's conspiracy theorists, isn't it? Nuts! It's not working. In fact, this is the second time that it's not worked when I tried to play that clip. That is so freaking annoying. Okay. Well, anyway. Now I have to change subject. the Rena. Okay, this is great. And I don't know if anybody thinks of what New Zealand's quality is as a maritime nation, but this is a great story here. It's ripped itself in half. Okay, very precariously. It's a giant, like, 40,000-ton container ship tanker, okay? Now, it's been lodged on a reef for 3 months, and they've just been taking container off one at a time kind of thing. You know, they're just taking freaking forever. And this weekend, allegedly, it's going to be hit by some description of massive freaking storm. And, well, you never know what's going to happen. Okay, it's been perched there precariously for a good 3 months, and it's about to have the worst weather that it's ever been hit by. Okay, and you know what's funny is that they told us they've gotten all the oil out, and yet every time they have a bit of rough weather, they find new oil slicks everywhere and new oil birdies. How exactly does that happen when you've pumped all the oil out? Huh? What's going on here? On top of that, this is what I found interesting, because, you know, the first thing that occurred to me, oh, there's a massive container ship off of a major port, and it's got all sorts of hazardous chemicals in those containers. Maybe it might be a good idea to fix transponders to them. And sure enough, 3 months later, after goodness knows how many of the containers have just fallen overboard during rough weather and whatnot, they've finally gotten these transponders plugged on to these containers. Finally. Okay, so just in case they do fall off and into the sea and pollute it and goodness knows what else, they might be able to find them this time. And I think they might have gotten all of them. They might have. Okay. We've got a really stupid, stupid maritime nation here, man. Honestly. You figure somebody who's open to shipping the whole time would have a contingency for something like this. But good old New Zealand, no contingency whatsoever. In fact, there were these oil recovery barges, inflatable ones, that you could have just popped on the back of a truck or even flowed down on helicopter on the day that it happened and gotten a lot of the oil off before it even had a chance to leak. The booms that you're supposed to put out after your ship runs aground is standard maritime operating procedure to stop oil from getting everywhere. Was not done. In fact, on top of that, they hit the reef at full speed when they should have been traveling freaking port speed. And this reef is a well-charted reef, as in you would have to be intentionally or completely stupid to get it on that freaking reef, okay? Especially hitting it at full speed. Okay, which screams intentional to me anyway. Maybe that's just because I'm just a suspicious mind and a dangerous person and individual indeed. Yes. And now the government's saying, oh, it's all going to be safe. It's all going to be cleaned up. It's good, you know. Everybody's going swimming now. It's summer. And Tauranga, where the ship is a summer destination. Everybody goes there. Everybody swims there. And I had one of my listeners call me up, hit me up on Facebook, I think, saying, Vinny, you know, is it safe to swim? And I say, well, mate, I wouldn't. You know, oil's not good for you. You know, neither is yellow cake uranium. And neither is Corexit 9500. In fact, if you combine oil and Corexit 9500, the oil becomes 11 times more toxic. Isn't that interesting? They, of course, only sprayed Corexit 9500 the once, and it was at the very, very start of it. And because this fuel oil is really thick like toffee, it didn't do jack, apart from make it more poisonous. It's a pretty sad state of affairs and situation, isn't it? And, of course, the media doesn't report half of what I've said here. Yeah. I think that's why it's so important that we stay on air and keep telling the truth to people, because nobody else is going to do it. You know, not in this country anyway. I mean, we have Uncensored Magazine run by the good John Eisen and Catherine Smith, who never listen to my show because they can't stand my voice, my very good friends. And we have a couple of other radio stations in New Zealand that I want to kind of give a quick plug now. Vapi Kupinga on Radio Wātea, 6:03 a.m. That's Wātea, W-A-A-T-E-A. You just go Google that. You should be able to bring her up. Thursday nights from 9:30 p.m. till, I think, 11 p.m. So it's a late night show, and it's one of the most, in fact, you'll love this. She talks about sort of similar stuff that I talk about, right? And I've co-hosted with her a couple of times. And they got the ratings back to measure their listening audience. And it's actually the most listened to show per audience member than in the entire country. Okay? She's doing it one night a week. And primarily that's because she focuses a lot on health, giving people proper health advice, you know, how to prevent cancer, how to prevent dementia, how to exercise properly without giving yourself a freaking heart attack, and all of this other eclectic stuff. And people really value their health. They really do these days, particularly if they're being poisoned by Corexit. And it's really important to actually support your local content. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to give Vapi Kupinga from Radio Wātea a quick plug there, as well as, what's his name, Wiri, Rainbow Wiri from You Be The Judge radio show. They do about an hour a week on Fridays, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, at the same time that I finish my show on Fridays. And you can listen to that at Hamilton Community Radio. So you can Google that one up there. So, you know, as far as radio shows in this country are concerned, we've got a couple of good ones. There's me, there's those two, and also Tim Lynch from Green Planet FM. Tim is quite accomplished, and he does a pre-recorded show for 1 hour a week, and he does have some very decent and interesting guests, and he's a he sounds like a very official, I'll probably say. He's one of the older, more experienced truther talk radio show hosts in this country, and he's very much woken up a lot lately, you know, which speaks volumes. Okay, if the people who are already awake are waking up even more, you can just imagine what's happening to the general public. Okay, we're starting to pop up all over the show now. We're expanding. Even iFinity FM down in Invercargill is now in, instead of just the one little city, they're now in three. Okay. Rush 89 FM in Hamilton as well, back up and running after getting the government, after getting given the government heave ho, and they're back up again. Okay. You can't keep the truth down. Have you noticed that? You really just can't. It's a pain. Okay. Kind of like raising kids. You can only lie to them for so long about Santa Claus really existing before they start to ask, does Santa Claus really exist? Was it you that was dressed up as Santa when you were giving me those presents? Oh, yes, it was. Okay, fine. Now I know that it's a lie, and you can never really lie to them again. But ironically enough, they'll probably wind up growing up telling this exact same lie to their kids, who will wake up to it eventually and wind up telling the exact same lie to their kids. And that's not entirely dissimilar from how the media and the government and the politicians all report everything to everybody, isn't it? It's just a big freaking lie that everybody knows ain't true, but still keep perpetuating it anyway. That's why alternative media has now become so explosive and so hugely valuable to the people of every country. And it doesn't matter which country you're listening to this particular broadcast or to American Freedom Radio as we speak. It's really of little consequence, because if you have an alternative media, count your lucky stars. You know, I have some people tell me that because New Zealand's technically less corrupt or less dangerous than, say, Iraq, that I should shut up and not do anything about us actually winding up becoming that way. All right? Just because your country ain't quite as bad as Nazi Germany as yet doesn't mean that you should wait until it gets that bad before you do something about it, before you say something about it. You know, am I wrong? This is just the insanity of it. And we deal with it every day, don't we? Just dealing with copious quantities of insanity with a cherry on top. Go to the salad bar, why don't you? The alternative media salad bar. Get yourself something healthy, something that preferably doesn't have GMO corn spurting all over it. A Franken food factory. It's deadly, deadly serious. Support your alternative media. They need you. Okay? I can't support myself. It's impossible. All right? You ever try telling the truth in a mainstream media, radio talk show host or anything like that? You'll be fired in minutes. You know, you say John Key's a lying, filthy scumbag on air, mate, they're going to take you to task on it. I can say it on American Freedom Radio because we've got no taboo topics, but nobody's going to pay me to say it, okay, even though it's the truth, even though it's what needs to be said, okay? It's a struggle, a daily struggle for survival for the truth movement. It's not easy. Okay, and it takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of commitment, and I'm working extra hard every single day in order to make sure that people still have some media in this country to get out there and inform them about the stuff that's going on. So I bring on guests all the time, you know, because it's good to have perspectives from all different sides of the spectrum. I've never thought that sitting around and listening to yourself is a good idea, because you'll wind up becoming too full of yourself, basically. You're not the only source of information out there. And by all means, people should quite seriously take a look at how much information they're absorbing versus how much information they're putting out. Okay? If you're absorbing too much and you're not putting out anything, your thoughts aren't becoming clarified. If you can't go out with somebody and argue the point, okay, and win, it means you don't understand your own argument properly yet. If you have to repeat yourself to somebody who has already heard you say the exact same thing, it means you don't have a depth of understanding to your argument. Okay, circular arguments is obviously not a concept that you comprehend, is it? Somebody will say science is the be-all and end-all, and I know all about science. Anybody who knows all about science is obviously out of their freaking mind. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about capitalism and the patent offices and all of that sort of jazz, and how great it is and how wonderful that people are able to get money for their ideas. Well, that's the ideas that they're allowed to. If they come up with something that truly changes the entire world's paradigm or whatever, they aren't going to get no money for that idea other than hush money or a bullet in the back of the freaking head. Okay? That's not capitalism. That's not the patent office. That's the CIA running them. You know? Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Okay, you think the internal combustion engine is the best freaking piece of technology that we've come out since sliced freaking bread? No! It's been obsolete for a long, long time. and only the oil baron cartel and the big seven sisters of scumbaggery own the patents and will only give them out to those whom they choose to have it, so it doesn't threaten their monopoly, not capitalism. This is a very different system we've come to today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel about it, get very deep. Don't have a lot of time to make up your mind as to whose side you're on. Make sure you're on the right side of history. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices extended gains above $1,600 on bargain hunting and safe haven buying. Gold last traded at $1,612 an ounce, silver at $2,930. Well, two of the three top GOP candidates favor returning to the gold standard, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul. If one of them becomes president, writes Lowell Ponte, we might soon see a new gold standard causing huge changes in the American economy. The price of gold could skyrocket to $10,000 an ounce or more. And according to Lewis Lehrman of GoldStandardNow.com, the simplest solution to the government spending problem is for Congress to tear up its credit cards. The way to do this is not with ad hoc and unavailing administrative patchwork. Instead, the effective Democratic solution is authorized by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Sections 8 and 10. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. And when you visit, click on the link to watch Lewis Lehrman on Fox Business Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano discussing how to return to a gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. Our needs are now different and our aims. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. Is gone.
Show.com, proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's alternative media. We like to look on the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts, man. And the call-in line is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 if you'd like to ring in to AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Now, I was kind of thinking the other day about just how bad the election cycle is kind of getting. All right, like, for a truther, elections are the most stressful time of any time that you can really conceive of. It's sort of like if you're in school after you've already graduated, right? And they're telling you stuff that you already know and you've since in the real world found out was BS, okay? But you can't leave. You have to stay there and keep learning the exact same BS that you already know isn't true again. That's what an election is like for a conspiracy theorist, because it's the same crap over and over again, isn't it? Some rich banker scumbag is going to be elected to plow the country under. Okay? And if you can find me an election where that's not the case, I'll give you a gold star, because I can't find any. You know, they're either used to work in the banking industry, like John Key, or they're financed by the banking industry, like Barack Obama, or they're simply peddling things that make the finance industry more powerful, like David Cameron. Okay, doesn't matter what country you're in. Everybody has this same kind of cacophony of crisis to deal with. And that's what they do. They always make more crisis. That's a politician's job, is to make crisis up. Because, hey, who do people turn to in a crisis? The politicians! That's right. So who better to create the problems and then propose the solutions? Circle of scumbaggery. It's quite diabolical when you really think about it. Just how many people are actually in the know about this, who are really playing a role, know that they're playing a role, know the consequences of their actions, and do it anyway? I'd scarcely say it's a very small amount. Probably I'd wager about maybe 4% of the population knows that they're doing something wrong, but do it anyway. Incidentally, about 4% of the population are clinically diagnosable psychopaths. American Medical Journal says that the three most likely industries you are to find psychopaths is entertainment, business, and politics. Okay, it's a psychopathic mindset. It's the thing that allows you to rise to the top. Okay, step on everybody else so that you progress further and further up the ladder. okay? That's how the mind of a psychopath works. That's how they justify it to themselves. I may have lied to that person. I may have destroyed that person's family. I may have gotten that person to lose their job, but I'm further up the ladder now. Ha-ha! Oh, yeah. See, this is the thing. It's all about me. It's all about me. Nobody else matters because it's all about me. These are the people that you want to elect as your business leaders, politicians, and media junkies. Those are the kind of people you want? No, 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 no. They're not the kind of people people want. Okay? The difficulty is it's the people that those are the ones we've got. And people don't realize it. You know, you say to people that, this guy's a psychopath. And they don't know what a psychopath is. They literally don't. And they say, if you tell them their intention or their past or their connections to other globalist organizations that inexorably have no concern for the common man, if you tell them about that, they just think it sounds crazy. And they're right. It does sound crazy. That's because it is. It's because crazy people came up with the whole gig. You know, anybody who wants to control the earth who's actually sane? No. Sane people don't want to go out and lust for power and control the entire freaking planet, do they? Sane people want to stay at home. Sane people want to hang out with their mates. Sane people want to have some fun, you know? Sane people want to enjoy themselves. Sane people want to relax. Sane people want to enlighten themselves. Psychos, on the other hand, those are not their concerns. The concerns are money, power, greed, sexual gratification, the sort of base level human control grid mechanisms. Your fight or flight response, for example, that's kind of what governs a psychopath, whether or not they're under threat, should they attack or should they run away. Okay. And that's why you notice that when you ask politicians questions they don't like to answer, they'll either attack your credibility and call you a conspiracy theorist, or they'll just smile and nod and walk away very, very quickly. Kind of, and it's kind of like this the sound that goes with it. It's kind of like a scuttling cockroach, you know. I kind of think that it's quite fun, you know. Having a camera is like having a can of Raid.
Mm-hmm.
You can cruise up to them, ask whatever question you want, and you get your response that you want, regardless, okay? You put a camera in a politician's face, you ask them a question they don't want to answer, you get three typical responses. One, they'll lie, which means they're dodgy. Or two, they'll dodge the question, which means they're dodgy. Or three, they'll tell the truth, okay? And they can't wiggle out of it. If you've got it on camera, you get their facial twitches, you get them not answering the questions, and not answering a question is as good as them saying a yes, okay? You've got them. All you need to do is actually be there and have a camera, and you got them, okay? It's that easy. It's not actually that difficult to expose scumbags. You just have to take the initiative to be there. To do that, to edit it and then upload it, okay? This is what people really need to start doing more often, okay? I remember a couple of years back, I was the only one doing this. Couldn't find anybody else, literally. You go around, you see people filming public meetings, to be sure, but they film them, they go on a tape, then that tape goes in a box and it never sees the light of day again. Waste of time. What's the point of filming something if nobody's ever going to get to see it? And you've got so many filmmakers out there, so many activists who've got copious quantities of footage, and they never upload it. Never let anybody else see it. Don't organize no screenings. Don't do nothing. It's a wasted opportunity. Okay? That content needs to be online. All right? It's the only place where you can put it, really, where people will be able to access it. Nobody's going to come round to your house to dig through a box of tapes to look for one meeting that has 5 minutes of usable audio in it in order to, you know, make one small part of a documentary. That's stupid. Upload them. Upload them raw, even. If you don't have the time to edit them, upload them raw. Okay? You don't really have much of a choice in the matter. And you'll be surprised just how many interesting things get said at public meetings and council meetings and things like that. And it's about the tidbits of little information that you get, okay? And you, again, like I say, you really do have to be there. Are you interested about your local government? Are you interested in your general political election? Do you have some kind of campaign going around right now in your particular town? Do you live in Iowa where the Ron Paul election are going on? Take your camera out to these political rallies and meetings and things of that nature. Film them and get them uploaded to YouTube, okay? Or some other similar platform. Doesn't matter. Just get the content out there, right? Because other people will watch it. Everybody does. It's impossible to upload something on YouTube without a single person watching. It's impossible. Unless you, of course, private the video and don't give the link to anybody. But hey, we're the alternative media now. The old dinosaur media is dying, okay? It's on its last death knell. Don't really have much of a choice anymore. Okay, there's too many of us. There's too much content, too many thinking people working endlessly day after day to undermine everything that the media says. It's not like they can beat a force like that, okay? It's not possible. Like guerrilla warfare, you got to outnumber people 10 to 1. Media don't outnumber us 10 to 1 by any measure or stretch of the imagination. You're the one with the power as long as you've got a camera and the ability to get that content out to other people. Simple as that. Hey, thank you very much for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. A nice little rip-roaring show. And please visit us at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com to check out the archives there. And subscribe if you like. And send us a bit of donation money every month. That really, really helps to pay the internet bills that we go through here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show and American Freedom Radio. Thank you very much. And we'll see you again sometime.